Today we'd like to see the title of Hear Him in Matthew 17:1-13. To announce the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on there, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one in verse 3. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. What does it mean and what can we learn from here? Question 2 in verse 5. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." What does it mean, and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 3 in verse 12. But I say to you that Elijah had come already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? In the last time, Matthew 16:27-28, for the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. The glorious transfiguration vision in the light of the Son of Man coming in his kingdom occurs 6 days later in this chapter 17. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led him up on a high mountain by themselves. From the last chapter 16, 6 days later, the three disciples of 12 disciples had seen the Son of Man coming in his kingdom at this transfiguration. Peter, James, John were blessed to have taken in inner circle by Jesus among the 12 disciples. In two more times, healing the door of Jairus and Jesus praying at Gethsemane place, they also were taken in the inner circle. Here, when we are blessed by God's grace, we should be thankful and humble to use the blessings for His glory, not for own gains. For example, sin increase of your ministry should be for God's glory, because the blessing is not from you, but from God. Luke 8:51. When he came into the house, he permitted no one to go except Peter, James, John, and the father and mother over the girl called Jairus' daughter. Matthew 26:37. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and two sons, Zebedee is James John, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. 1 Corinthians 3:6. I planted, disciples said, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. A high mountain might be Mount Tabor or the highest mountain, Hermon. See, this is a picture explaining traditional, you know, Tabor. Verse 2, and Tabor is on the same, you know, close there. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. This transfiguration vision shows glorious Jesus with shining and lighting. Like Daniel's vision, in a night about the God of heaven, John's vision of Jesus' shining countenance. Daniel 2:19. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in the night vision. Night vision, light obviously there. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Revelation 1:13-16. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. Golden is still shining. His head and hair were white like wool, white, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire, the shining, lightning. His feet were like the brass, as it refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. That is a symbol for angels. And his countenance, his face, was like the sun shining in its strength. Verse 3, and behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Moses, Elijah, and Jesus talked about Jesus' disease or death, that is Jesus' ransom for all people. His death, followed by his resurrection, would have been talked because of the verse 9, no one until the Son of Man is risen from death. Moses represents the law, or Pentateuch, given by God. Elijah represents the prophets who told obeying the law, judgment upon disobedience, and Messiah's coming for redemption. So this transfiguration vision shows God's presence and God's love among his people in the times of Moses, Elijah, and now Jesus. Luke 9:30-31. And behold, two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his disease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Mark 9:9. Now as they came down from the mountain, he commanded them that they should tell no one the things they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. Exodus 99. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, I came to you in the thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. So Moses told the world of people to the Lord. Deuteronomy 18:18. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. Malachi 4:5-6. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great, dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Verse 4, the Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. The retreat separated from the world for spiritual revival or refresh is necessary, not to live in the isolated, protected areas from the world, but to outreach the people in the world. That is, to be salt and light, to make disciples all the nations, to sanctify by the truth or to be witnesses to Christ in the world. Matthew 5:13-16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And Lord, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. John 17:18-19. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them in the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. Acts 1:8. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Here, it's a sin that Peter did not understand the meaning of transfiguration. If we don't know what to say, it's better to keep silent. But Peter was continually speaking. Verse 5, while he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased to hear him. While Peter kept on speaking, the Father's voice out of the cloud from heaven shows Jesus, the Son of God, divinity, as well as in his Father baptism. God spoke at various times in various ways, and in these last days spoke to us by his Son, in whom God is well pleased due to his full obedience unto death on the cross, followed by his resurrection. Now all the law represented by Moses and the prophets represented by Elijah are summed up the two greatest commandments. To love God with all our hearts, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, taught by Jesus. So all the law and prophets are fulfilled in Jesus' love, loving God and loving others. To hear Jesus is sufficient. Matthew 36:7. When he had been baptized, Jesus came out immediately from water, and behold, the heavens again, the Father was opened to him. He showed the Spirit of God descended like a dove alighting upon him, and suddenly a voice, Father's voice, came from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hebrews 1:1-2. God, who at various times in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophet, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Matthew 22:37-40. Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Verse 6, and when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and do not be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Verse 9, now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, Tell the vision, vision meaning transfiguration, to no one, until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. Because his disciples knew that Jesus was the Messiah, but did not know the necessity of Jesus' death and resurrection for all people's ransom and redemption until his resurrection. It's better to keep silent if you don't know, because in his time it is revealed. Verse 10, and his disciples asked him, saying, Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? Disciples, priests, Levites, and many rabbis knew Elijah to come first before coming Messiah in the light of Malachi 4:5, supra. But many did not know the reason, although just the next verse in Malachi 4:6 is written as it turned hearts. Verse 11, Jesus answered and said to them, Indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. Jesus compared Malachi 4:5 and 6, restoring hearts of fathers and children. Verse 12, But I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands. Most people knew that Elijah must appear before Messiah comes. Jesus taught further, John the Baptist took on Elijah's role to prepare people's heart to accept the Messiah. Gabriel sang to Zechariah, the father of John, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And John sang to make a straight the way of the Lord, not the Old Testament prophet Elijah. Jesus also would suffer like John the Baptist's death. It's noted that two witnesses, including Elijah, or two olive trees will come before the second coming Messiah on the earth in the great tribulation. Luke 1:17-19, He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient obedient to wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said to the angel Gabriel, How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years. And the angel answered said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you this glad tidings. John 1:19-23. Now this is the testimony of John, where the Jews sent a priest and Levites from Jerusalem to ask John the Baptist, Who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? I said, I am not. Are you this prophet? He answered, No. Then they said to him, Who are you, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. As the prophet Isaiah said, Revelation 11:4, these are the two olive trees, two witnesses, and two lampstands standing before the God of the earth, two olives. Verse 13, then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. Now his disciples understood that Elijah was John the Baptist. We covered all three questions. Let's just move together. The bulletin is Maranatha Song, page 69, number 18.